So let's just kick it off for Thursday night. We're kicking it off with our Norwegian dance and our American Norwegian award ceremony as well. And so we want to encourage everyone to come out for that. And then Hammer and WeCon have a few things planned after that as well. So.
And this is all right down on Main Street, I believe.
Yes, right? This will be right down on Main Street there. Okay.
All right. And meanwhile, the vendors and the food booths and all, is that going on Friday, Saturday? Or?
Yes. So Friday and Saturday starting at 10 a.m., we have the food vendors and other booths set up. It looks different this year. Normally we have food underneath the big tent. That is not happening this year. So basically the layout of what it's going to look like that weekend is the big tent. In fact, we got a brand new tent for the chamber, so that's super exciting. Mm-hmm. We're going to be putting that tent in the municipal parking lot. With that, we're going to be hosting events underneath there. And one exciting one that we have is being able to paint the Little Norway Festival logo with the winning artist. So we have like 24 people that can sign up for that. So give me a call at 772-3646 and we can get you with that. And that's $5. With that, we're going to be doing underneath there as well. We have kind of like a cakewalk, but instead of a cakewalk, it's a prize walk. And when you step on a number and that number's drawn, you get a prize. So that will be going on underneath there, as well as art galleries are going to be happening. So lots of fun stuff with that. So with that being said, we have all the way down from Hammer and WeCon Hardware, all the way down to the municipal federal building, is going to be lined with booths. One thing that we have, each booth we had to spread out, obviously due to COVID restrictions. So each booth will be 10 feet apart from each other. So there'll be 10-foot spacing to kind of create more space and not so much crowds and stuff. And we're asking the booths, or the food booths as well, to try to do their best to prepackage their food so we don't have long lines waiting for us. The food court this year, as it's normally under the tent, it's going to be on the block of First Bank and El Zarape all the way down to the insurance company and Viking Travel. So that whole area is going to be our food court. And then on both sides down the street is going to be our other booths with arts and crafts and goodies with that. We are going to block off the walkway there between Hammer and WeCon and Homeport Electronics. And Excel will be open for those who need access to the harbor. We do encourage those that will be driving down that way, please, to be mindful of people coming back and forth and kids and stuff. My goal is to have certain people there to help direct traffic and get kids and families across safely. And then we're going to block off their walkway there between Coastal and Bloomsterhus all the way down to the federal bill or to Alps Credit Union. And that's going to be for the beer garden. It's going to be in the Coastal parking lot, and they have some fun things planned for people as well. So with that being said, please just be mindful of Excel there when you're crossing the street. This year, this is kind of how we had to do with spreading out, and maybe next year will be different. But as far as this year, this is how the plan's going to go down.
Any big changes to existing events or new events this year?
One cool event that we're doing is after the parade, mm-hmm. that's going to be happening, we're going to do some grocery cart races. And Hammer and WeCon's going to be donating some gifts and prizes towards that for their 100th year. So that's going to be a fun addition.
Any other big changes besides all these COVID mitigations?
You know, I think I have like 45 booths that are signed up. So mm-hmm. people are excited and ready to get out there. But again, we just want to encourage, just to keep the mitigation plan and the mandates in mind when we celebrate.
And do you know of visitors coming to town for the festival?
You know, I've heard of visitors coming, yes. I don't know how many, but I do know that we're going to have a handful of people coming through.
People are excited to have it, I know, have something happening this year, where last year we didn't have it.
Yes, and I think that that's why there's so much anticipation stirring, is because we weren't able to have it last year. I'm very thankful for my committee, my Little Norway committee. They have put in many hours alongside of me to see this be fulfilled and I appreciate them. Couldn't do it without them. And for the EOC for coming alongside of us and allowing this to happen too. But yeah, other than that, we're my floor, my office downstairs is being overtaken with a new sound system. That is one exciting thing that we have this year is we have a brand new sound system that we bought just to kind of help make the festivals that much more exciting. That way people can hear us all the way down Main Street. They can hear what's going on, upcoming events. Our goal is to have a few local artists to get on stage, just plug in their guitar and sing for 20 minutes while everyone is up and down the street. So it's going to create a great atmosphere this year.